Incontriamo Damian Cosole, il regista che al Festival di Alpe Adria 2004 ha inaugurato la serata iniziale con il suo film Pezzi di ricambio. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask you something about your film. And in this film you speak about a lot of Slovenian typical facts of this period, of these years, starting from clandestine immigrants, but speaking also about Krsko and nuclear plant, cancer, many social facts, also I don't know, globalization or the entering of Slovenia in the European community. Which was your idea making this movie? Did you want to speak about Slovenia in a social way or something else?
First of all, hello. Actually, I thought about time and not about place where we are living. And Slovenia is in a specific situation. We are some kind of sanitarian cordon for European Union. We will become a member of European Union in a few months now. And on the other hand, we have many heritage of former regime from former Yugoslavia, and there is some completely new situation with these immigrants. But just to take stories about immigrants it was too easy for me, too cheap. And my decision was that I must speak about Slovenian side, about the traffic, about these smugglers, of about morality, about ethics of these guys who are smuggling on the other side these poor people. And also there is story about Krško. Krško is my hometown. I was born right there. I lived there all my childhood. On the other hand, cancer is not only Slovenian typical illness. So I try to speak about some kind of one part of reality in my country.
What is creativity for you? I mean, the creativity, the creative process when you start thinking about a movie and then you do also this movie. What is creativity for you, the process of creativity?
My way is maybe a little bit specific because I'm using a lot of information from newspapers, from many sites. So I'm checking a lot of materials, a lot of information, and this is material for my films. I'm also preparing a new project which is also some kind of true story. So I'm using reality to put it in film and to make some kind of feature and fiction film, which based on true stories.
Which are the responsibilities of an artist, of a director for you? I mean, responsibilities in front of audience, in front of your country?
First of all, I have to tell that my films are pretty dark, pretty black, but pretty depressive. But everything is not so depressing and so black in my country. But if you're asking me what is the responsibility, my opinion is that we must talk about our problems, not about just sunny side of life, but also about problems, about social problems, about many problems which are there, and especially to in our countries. Yes, we could also speak about problems in Italy or Croatia or our neighbors, but first we must talk about our problems and our reality.
Some months ago I spoke with a Slovenian art curator, Barbara Novakovic from Ljubljana, and she told me that now that Slovenia is entering the European Union, there is a kind of specific sense of identity of Slovenian people, but also something that belongs to the Balkanian area. Are you agree with this feelings, this something like you belong to in a way to the Balkan area, the Balkan cultural area?
Yes, of course. We have a part of a Balkan identity. We have more than 90 years of Yugoslavian identity and experience, which you can't forget. That this is definitely. We are also Slavic people, like Croats or Serbians. So this is another reason. The third reason is language, which is quite near. So. I completely agree. Yeah, we have some part of Middle European experience and a part of Balkan experience, and Slovenia is some kind of cultural mix of this, which is pretty specific. A privileged situation mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm. After this beautiful movie that you just made last year, do you have now some projects, something new to work?
Right these days, I will shoot some one part of Omnibus, which produced Zentropa from Denmark, and the title is Visions of Europe. They choose 25 directors from 25 members of European Unions, and they put us just one small budget and 5 minutes, and the subject is Europe. Uh-huh. And you can do what you want.
Uh-huh.
So I will shoot this project, and I'm preparing something for Slovenian national TV. Uh-huh. And I'm also developing some screenplays. So I'm working quite hard.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.